Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The former head of Pakistani intelligence, General Hamid Ghul, to break down from the Pakistani perspective all the buildups for an expanded regional war out of Afghanistan into Pakistan, will be joining us in T-minus 30 minutes. Dr. Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us in the middle of the second hour, a doctor of history, and also he's an economist to look at the economy and the fact that the Chinese are openly saying that the United States, the private Federal Reserve that runs the U.S., has already begun defaulting on the global debt via hyperinflation, and we'll look at the geopolitical military developments, the ongoing drone attacks in Yemen, which the CIA has finally admitted they're doing today. Just huge drone attacks. I mean, how many countries are going to be attacked? When does Skynet officially launch more of these robotic drones against the population of North America under the whole NORTHCOM system? We're going to be going over all of that today. Obviously, there have been some big new TSA developments. The Drudge Report over on the right-hand side under the photo of Janet Napolitano, or Rachel Maddow, whoever that is. Miss Napolitano. Okay, I get confused sometimes. Sorry. Miss Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security. Under that photo on the Drudge Report, you can see our report by Paul Joseph Watson. It's also up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, dealing with a drill TSA security exercise, covers three states, 5,000 miles. And this is just an expansion of the acclamation to the public of the rollout of the TSA takeover of society. So we're going to be breaking that down as well today. Also, we're going to be looking at what's happening in Europe as the austerity measures go into place. The Greeks are, again, rebelling against their government. We'll look at more of the economic numbers of Obama. Everywhere he goes now at his fundraisers, being heckled and booed even by his own minions. And it turns out that we have lost millions and millions of jobs since Obama got into office, when he promised all of this wondrous hope and change, and everything was going to be absolutely wonderful once a big government got into place. And the good news is more and more federal courts are ruling parts of Obamacare unconstitutional, with other federal courts announcing that they may rule that the whole thing is unconstitutional. Well, if the courts don't rule it's unconstitutional, the courts are a joke. It does not take a constitutional lawyer to know that the government ordering you to buy a private service is unconstitutional. And yes, they've done it with insurance. And now they're trying to expand it with health insurance. And if this stands, we're in a lot of trouble. So we're going to be going over that. Also, Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg says the government has ordered the media not to cover questions around 9/11. And integrating in with that report, half of New Yorkers in a major scientific poll want a new investigation of 9/11. And the New York Times is reporting Pakistan arrests CIA informants in the supposed bin Laden raid, no doubt to question them about the staged event. Also, Image Comics has an issue coming out, The Big Lie, that looks at 9/11 possibly being an inside job. It looks at both sides. And USA Today has written a big article about it, basically not attacking it. So 9/11 truth becoming more and more mainstream with time as trust in government continues to erode at a record level. So that's just some of the news on that front that we're going to be covering here with you today. Again, this is the GCN Radio Network, and I'm Alex Jones. We have a lot of very informative guests coming up today. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
You've been lied to. lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. It is Wednesday, the 15th day of June, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We're going to be talking to economist and historian Webster Griffin Tarpley at the middle of the next hour, the bottom of the next hour, breaking down the incredible economic developments, the fact that the communist Chinese have openly said that the United States is already defaulting on its global debt, and that is the truth, by dollar devaluation and the beginnings of hyperinflation and all of the other just earth-shaking economic developments that are taking place thanks to the private Federal Reserve that hijacked this nation 97 years ago, all of their policies meant to transfer power and wealth from the middle class to the offshore banking cartel, now coming home to roost. That is coming up. We'll talk to the former head of Pakistani intelligence, who was the big hero in the U.S. in the 1980s, fighting the Russians alongside the CIA. General Hamid Ghul, now called by the London Guardian and others, the real leader of Al-Qaeda. Yes, the real leader of the Easter Bunny Corps. He will be joining us coming up in T-minus 25 minutes from now. Okay, the Drudge Report is again top-linked to us on the right-hand side under an image of the Homeland Security Chief, Janet Napolitano. And we've got this report also up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. TSA security exercise covers three states, 5,000 miles. And in this detailed report, Watson goes over the entire history of the TSA in the last 9 years since they created these uniformed security forces, and their own admissions and plans to be at every shopping mall, every public school, every highway with giant mobile trucks. And they're now purchasing the big mobile X-ray trucks. And, of course, 2 years ago in Tennessee, they set up checkpoints, and the governor came out and said, you can't set up checkpoints with the Army and National Guard with you and shut down whole highways and search people without warrants. And the TSA, and we had state reps on from Tennessee to cover it, told the governor to go jump in the lake, to go fly a kite, just sit down and shut up, basically. And they expanded it. And it was going on in four states at the time, but it was only Tennessee that stood up and spoke out. It was in that Tennessee whole sector and the three states adjoining it. And here is the report. Think the TSA was just restricted to airports. Think again. If you're still living under the delusion the TSA is just restricted to airports, then think again. A joint Viper security exercise involving military personnel has Transportation Security Administration workers, they're the commanders, covering 5,000 miles and three states in this new drill, illustrating once again how the TSA is turning into a literal occupying army for domestic repression in America. And remember Obama during the campaign saying we need a domestic security force just as big, just as strong as our military. And then you saw 2 months ago where the TSA announced that because they're in control of the federal program, that the thousands of firemen, police, and medical workers, the heroes of 9/11, the government told them the air was safe to breathe. And, of course, now we know they knew it was deadly, but were told a lie. Christina Todd Whitman, but that's a side issue. More lying by this criminal so-called government, that they have to go through an anti-terror database to be given approval every time they access the new government medical card. And the TSA has stated under Ridge, back when he was the head of Homeland Security, that to have a job, you'll have to have TSA federal approval through the threat fusion centers. So I'm going to be breaking all of this down. We have a special report I put together covering the full spectrum of this. We're going to play that special report here in just a moment that has all the news clips woven into it. But here's another report. Again, USA Today reported on this a few months ago, but CNN News reports today, union wants mailmen to thwart terror attacks. And we'll come back after this special report and get into how every federal employee is basically being turned into a spy. But they don't stop there. Cable workers, phone repair people, carpet cleaners, all being turned into a Stasi force, but they're not looking for Muslim terrorists, as we're told on the surface. It's all about gun owners, libertarians, domestic terrorists, as we're called. Real Americans translates terrorist, according to the terrorists that run our country, not our government, foreign offshore banks. Break the paradigm. Wake up. Save the republic. Here is part of the special report. The full report is at InfoWars.com. Here it is. From the InfoWars.com news desk. My friends, for more than 9 years, we have chronicled the federal government's giant, unconstitutional, 10th Amendment-violating power grab that is the TSA. More than 8 years ago, I read federal documents and also witnessed the head of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, admit that in America, to have a job, to drive a car, to have a driver's license, to be able to travel anywhere or go to a national park, that you would need federal approval as a, quote, trusted traveler. Over 2 million Americans are now on the no-fly list. They're expanding it to a no-gun-buy list. No jury, no judge, no conviction. You're just put on these lists. Now the TSA and Homeland Security, along with Chuckie Schumer, are pushing a no-travel list on trains, buses. Homeland Security has come out and announced that they're going to have TSA at checkpoints on major highways, not just bus terminals and train stations. This is all a strategic rollout in the name of security.
why everyone must be safe everywhere, and it's the federal government's job to stick their hands down your pants, your children's pants, your wife or husband's pants, and to grab your wife and children's genitals in the name of safety. This is all about training you to accept total tyranny. There's been a big new development. A federal judge out in Santa Fe, New Mexico, ruled that the TSA needed to run security at the schools and at school proms to make sure that the school officials, the authorities, not the servants, were carrying the searches out properly. That's right, a group of people who, outside of law and federal jurisdiction, have been caught stealing money from people, who've been caught engaged in pedophilia, who put you through the naked body scanners and then grope 1-year-old babies and 6-year-old girls. They are now going to certify your local police and private security and say, hey, we're the federal government, and we say you can stick your hands down people's pants at the prom. Now, they announced out in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that last Saturday they would be there a few days ago, sticking the hands down the pants. But for some reason, the TSA backed off and didn't show up. But never fear, they had the state police there groping people. So the message is this: you're not allowed to congregate anywhere in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, unless federally approved goons are there groping you.
No TSA agents at one Santa Fe prom tonight, despite a federal judge's ruling saying there had to be.
Santa Fe District Superintendent Bobby Gutierrez says instead of TSA agents, the court is allowing them to use state police for this evening.
This is the new America. They want in your personal space. They want to prepare you with these federal grants for the police to take blood at warrantless DWI checkpoints, to have forced inoculations on children outside of law, as they got caught a few years ago doing with elementary school students, and the flu inoculations. It is the antithesis of freedom. It is 180-degree polar opposite from any basic liberty. And it sells the idea that if you give up your liberty, the government's going to keep you safe. This is a huge power grab. It's a federal power grab. And it's wrong, and it's becoming absurdist, so ridiculous, it's hard to even believe the headlines. TSA to oversee searches at Santa Fe prom. And then a few days later, no TSA agents at prom, despite court ruling. What are federal courts doing saying, by God, we need to make sure these searches of the kids are being done properly. Let's send in our crack teams of TSA agents to grope their genitals. Doesn't matter how many states pass laws against this, the feds say it's their prerogative to do it. Why do we even have states then if the feds claim there's no 10th Amendment? How did Land of the Free, Home of the Brave get to the point where the TSA, under a federal court ruling, is saying they're the great arbiters of security and that they have to have a TSA representative at a school prom to make sure the searches are done properly and everybody's safe? This is a monopoly on security, a monopoly on reality, and it makes no sense. No one can keep you totally safe. No one can wave a magic wand and ensure nothing will ever happen to you. But that's what the nanny state is pushing. Well, who protects us from the cops killing us with tasers? Who protects us from the cops throwing homeless people out of wheelchairs and slamming their head in the ground? Who protects us from tyranny of the state? That's always been the big threat. But in this bizarre 1984 world, the federal judge said, well, there's been complaints about kids being groped at school, so we'll send the TSA as the experts to teach them how to do it. That's like saying, hey, you know, this guy beat his wife, so let's send a serial killer to teach him how to really deal with her. You know, he'll chop her head off. Federal goons are there to run the frisking of high school students? Now, the TSA backed down this time. They said because, you know, they couldn't get their people in line, and so the state police did it. The point is, they're going to be back, and this is being rolled out everywhere. It's up to us to say no.
Security consultant David Bohm says the future could include security checkpoints entering all soft targets, like your local department store.
Every day, millions of Americans come to places like this.
Crowds of people, open doors. Arrivals, departures.
It's the sort of security we've seen a lot of since 9/11. Now, here at the bus station.
Teaming up to keep your family safe. came off the train, right?
All right. We'll be right back to give you the latest and what they're turning the mailman into.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. OffTheGridPhones.com offers some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to OffTheGridPhones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. Or go to OffTheGridPhones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at OffTheGridPhones.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's almost here. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter and backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge sale starts this Saturday. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Got a lot of news on the economy. Also, the Republican debate a few nights ago, coming up after our first guest joins us for one segment. There's a big report at the Daily Poll. We've also got this linked up on Infowars.com. A video of it actually happening. CNN Disinfo refuses to use their own poll and scores of other scientific polls that showed Ron Paul winning at 79% and higher. And they used some private fake poll they did with 54 respondents to show Ron Paul with zero votes, and that's what they put out on the news, but only in the fine print did it show that it was only 54 votes. Romney, 51%, Bachman with 21. Palenti with 9. Gingrich with 7. Kane, Herman Kane with 4. Santorum with 4. Paul with 0. So on national news, they're saying, oh, Ron Paul, 0. Not telling you it was some internet poll they posted where nobody could see it, and that their own real poll, 79% voted. So that's how they do sleight of hand. That needs to be investigated. I tell you, they are so incredibly disingenuous. And there's video of it. There's screenshots of it. And then there's screenshots and video of all the other polls, CNBC, Fox, you name it. And CNBC did the same thing. They showed 54 votes with Romney with 51. In fact, it was a CNBC poll that CNN used, some internet poll that I guess no one even was able to see. I mean, we put a poll up on InfoWars, and it gets 5,000-6,000 in a day. But the CNBC poll had 54 votes, and that's what CNN used, to be specific, showing Ron Paul with 0. When their own CNN poll that we have video of and a screenshot showed him winning by 79. That is how desperate the system is starting to get right now. The headline, video, CNN, disinfo, refuses to use own poll, Ron Paul win at 79%, reports 0. I mean, whether you like Ron Paul or not, I happen to love him. This is the deception we're talking about. This is what the mainstream media does, and that's why the mainstream media more and more is not the mainstream media. In fact, it's a paper tiger. The top shows on MSNBC might have 1 million. Most of their shows have 300,000, 400,000. That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Mainline talk radio in big cities like New York or L.A., the top radio shows that are only on in those cities can have upwards of 500,000 listeners conservatively in an hour. And they're a couple $100, $300, $400 for a one-minute ad. And then meanwhile, the same one-minute ad on MSNBC is 10, 15, 20,000. Again, it's all a fraud. It's a scam. It's a total and complete joke. All right, I'm starting to rant on that issue instead of finishing up with the whole TSA situation. You know, at the end of that report that we just played, it has a few clips from a TSA video press release about 6 months ago admitting that they're going to be at malls and shopping centers and grocery stores and that they are at bus stations and train stations. You just pull up at the bus station in New Jersey or Texas or Florida, it's happened everywhere, California, and the TSA leads you and your family into a room and does the groping there. And now they're running this three-state exercise. They run four-state exercises before where they're setting up checkpoints and have aircraft out surveilling people. They're calling it a drill, but during these drills in the past, they actually search people. So there's the report. TSA security exercise covers three states, 5,000 miles, centering in around Kentucky, West Virginia, and one other state that's being reported on by multiple newspapers, and we have links to it. Continuing along that line of news, I have a report here out of CNS News. And if you're hearing this for the first time, this is not only in CNS News. In fact, it's not just the head of the union calling for it. This is what Homeland Security has said they're going to do. First select, but then all Postal Service vehicles are going to have NSA snooping masked on them, similar to what Google got caught and criminally charged with in Europe last year with their own little Google cars. With, by the way, Google is really NSA CIA. That's come out. Google was founded with NSA / CIA Incutel money. Don't believe me, just type in Google founded with CIA money and you'll get Associated Press telling you how great it is. Union wants mailmen to thwart terror attacks, CNS News. And CNS News has a clip courtesy CNN with the head of their union for the biggest group of federal workers out there, biggest one single group, that they're going to be secret agents spying on you and driving around with the mask that pick things up. And, of course, they push in these reports, oh, it's to pick up chemical or biological traces, but, oh, also it'll be picking up digital data. So driving around just vacuum cleaning up everything that they might be missing when your communications run over the big telecoms where the NSA is admittedly firmly ensconced. And it's come out all over the country that one of the main groups is cable guys. When they're in your house, they're spying on you. But the cable box itself is spying on you. I mean, where does it end? It's beyond 1984. Stay with us.
Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us, my friends. Now 33 minutes into the first hour of worldwide broadcast. At the end of this segment, I'm going to open the phones up on the TSA domestic security takeover, on what's happening in the economy, the latest on Wiener being caught lying even more, any issue you wish to raise or bring up here on air. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We have a lot of geopolitical news we're also going to be covering. Ahmadinejad, the leader of Iran, joins China-Russian leaders at a summit. There's a lot of big developments with Pakistan now getting closer to China. China coming out and telling the United States to not land their ships in Vietnam. Vietnam trying to cozy up to the United States now, and a lot of saber rattling. The Financial Times of London is reporting between the United States and China over Vietnam. Like World War One, the Japanese were on our side, and then in World War Two they were against us. Stuff flip-flops. So a lot of realignments happening globally, and we have joining us from Pakistan, retired Pakistani three-star general, known for heading the inner services intelligence and leading the and directing the war out of Pakistan in Afghanistan against the Soviet occupation that came after their invasion, and also serving and advising Benazir Bhutto and other prime ministers, General Hamid Ghul, generalhamidghul.com is the website. And, of course, you see him on CNN, Fox. You see him all over BBC globally. I wanted to get him on today to talk about the deteriorating relationship between Pakistan and the United States that he predicted here last year and earlier this year, and to talk about the CNN report, CIA safe house owner in Bin Laden raid arrested, headline CIA assets arrested, the Wall Street Journal reports inside Pakistan, the Pentagon now saying on a scale of 1 to 10, the relationship has deteriorated from a 7 to a 3. With Pakistan, more drone strikes killing more people. Months after Pakistan ordered the drones out, Yemen has ordered them out, bombing intensifying. This violates international law, but it's a huge escalation. General Ghul, a lot has happened. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Eric. I'm available to you anytime you want me.
Well, thank you. General Ghul, what's most important in all the big developments that are unfolding? Am I accurate in saying that tensions are escalating in a frightening way?
Yes, indeed, they are. And at a very critical time when America is about to start withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, and Pakistan is the only relief zone they have. And I don't know why they were hell-bent on destabilizing Pakistan. It can't be in America's interest. Then whose interest is it serving? I think the fears of Israel and the ambitions of India, these are not driving the American policies, unfortunately. And I think this is going to hurt the American people in the long term. So I, in order to satisfy other nations, other who have always been like parasites, they have been feeding on the American goodwill, these countries' interests must not override the American public interest, American national interest. But unfortunately, this is exactly what is happening right now. And as far as the relationship between CIA and the ISI are concerned, they are pivotal to any kind of safe exit for America out of this region. And whatever influence America wishes to retain, because it is going to create a lot of problem. And I think the important thing is that even a man like Henry Kissinger came out very strongly that please do not encircle Pakistan, do not destabilize Pakistan, because the more you do that, the more America will distance itself from Pakistan, and Pakistan will get closer to China, and it will indirectly get closer to Russia as well.
Well, General Ghul, for new listeners who don't understand the geopolitical makeup, the United States is beginning a supposed build down, as they call it, in Orwellian terms, from Afghanistan. But even the Pentagon yesterday said that their whole strategy is, quote, shifting towards Pakistan, towards the east, towards your border, and the drone attacks are intensifying. And now we've seen these arrests inside Pakistan. What is the information you're getting, the intelligence you're getting with your connections in the Pakistani army and intelligence? What are these arrests of supposed CIA moles who were involved getting intelligence on the Bin Laden reported raid?
It's not only that, Alex. I think the whole lot of picture has to be understood in its broader perspective. I think right from the beginning, and I was one, I think in one of your shows I had said this also, that 9/11 was merely a pretext. It was an inside job, and it was a pretext to go globally for capturing the territories for the strategic concept of the American generals, you know, that the harebrained, although it may be. But that was one objective. The other was to create space for the corporate America. Third was to contain China, and the other was that the immediate excuse was that they have to demolish the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. Today, a report has been published, and the main reason was women's rights. Today, a United Nations report has been published, and amazingly, it says that of Afghanistan leads the list in the entire world, including Congo, etc. It is where the women's rights are being trampled upon. That means it has not had any effect whatsoever. As far as Al-Qaeda is concerned, Taliban had distanced themselves from Al-Qaeda a long time back. So what was the objective really? It was not Afghanistan. I think a lot of people here, including me, we thought that Pakistan was a target because Pakistan is nuclear. Pakistan has a very large army, very good army. Pakistan is self-sufficient in food. It's not like North Korea. It is not like Iran. So Pakistan can stand on its feet, and Pakistan has China at its back. And they were to, this entire adventure was to support Indian hegemony over the region eventually, which is not working because the Americans' lives have been lost in these two wars. More than 6,000 Americans have been lost, and I think four times as many have been injured, and a lot of them have become psychological casualties, which is incalculable because no figures have been put out.
We're speaking with General Hamid Ghul. Specifically, though, from the last time we talked to you a little over a month ago, has the situation gotten better or is it deteriorating on a faster pace? And you say you can't figure out what these national interests for the U.S. is. You say there's an interest for Israel or India. What interest do those countries have in destabilizing the region?
Well, I don't know. India really wants to reach out to Central Asia, and they have got to sort of get goodwill of Pakistan for that because Afghanistan is landlocked. Central Asia is landlocked, and you can reach only through Pakistan. So instead of bashing Pakistan the way it is being bashed, it is important that you settle the Kashmir dispute, which is a bone of discord in relationship between India and Pakistan over the past 63 years. And all the Kashmiris are wanting is a right of vote, which is at the pinnacle of the edifice of democracy. So why don't the Americans and Indians, who claim so much that they are beholden to democracy, why don't they give them this right to vote? This is one issue which needs to be settled. As far as Israel is concerned, because it is an artificial state, and they fear that they have a short shelf life. This is very unfortunate, though it is not so. But this is what they believe. It is because their own religious prediction in the past, in their scriptures, they say a few things and it invokes fear in them. And they think as long as Pakistan is nuclear capable, one day Israel may taste the wrath of Pakistan or the Muslim world. But you see, here is a point that you have to understand. Netanyahu was made a very good offer by President Obama that let's go back to 1967 borders. And it was not an easy thing to be accepted by the Palestinians. But still, I think it was a reasonable formula, very, very wise suggestion. But the way Netanyahu turned it down, and he insulted the President of America in a way. But when he was received in the Congress, there was such an ovation on every word that he said. They would jump up, the congressmen, men and women, and it was a puppet show. It appeared like that. He was a puppeteer, and there were puppets in front of him who were coming up and down. I mean, if a small state like Israel was to steer the policies of America, and its destiny indeed, because that is where the destiny lies. So I can only lament the policymakers in America.
Well, General Ghul, looking at India's reasons, I mean, you're saying they want to expand in the region. Why not just engage in business and trade? I guess they're still angry about the whole Kashmir war. But now going back a few weeks ago to the attacks on the Pakistani military bases by supposed militants, we have the CIA agent arrested a few months ago, reportedly trying to give chemical, biological, radiologicals to, quote, Taliban. As a way to frame the government as leaking these materials. I mean, specifically, the Pakistani news is starting to report that Western intelligence is trying to foment al-Qaeda-type activities to then connect it to the Pakistani government. What can you say to that? What can you say to major newspapers with no evidence that claim that you might really be the leader of Al-Qaeda. I mean, I know you've seen those quotes. What do you make of those statements?
Diabolical nonsense. They are trying to find scapegoats because they failed so miserably. The American generals and the American and the Western intelligence services, they have failed their own people more than anyone else. So they are trying to find the scapegoat. They will come out with the evidence. I am here available. I have said that, okay, I am prepared to travel to America. In fact, I applied for renewal of my visa on 6th of May 2001, before the 9/11 happened. And they said that we'll let you know in 3 weeks' time. I have a written letter from the U.S. Embassy here. And those 3 weeks have not expired so far. Similarly, U.K. banned my entry in 2000. And I wrote to them, look, if I am wanted by you, if I am a security hazard for you, why don't you haul me up? Why don't you interrogate me? Why don't you send your own undercover officers to come and talk to me? If you have any doubts, any questions, why don't you talk to me?
In fact, you said earlier in the year here that you're ready to get on a plane and come and testify before Congress right now. So if you are...
Exactly. I am prepared to do that, but they will not have because they don't want to listen to the truth. They know that I will speak in their idiom. I have worked with them. I worked with the CIA. We did a very good job. I have lots of friends. I hold nothing against the American people. In fact, I pity them because they are so gullible. They are so innocent. They are very easily taken for a ride. And then latest, Alex, what has happened is that my grandson, the son of my daughter, he won the Fulbright scholarship in his own right. He stood first in Pakistan. And he received a letter of congratulation from a person no less than President Obama himself. But when he applied for visa, not only the Homeland Security denied him the visa, but they asked the people who were concerned with the Fulbright scholarship to cancel his scholarship. What problem? I just don't understand. I think they are being very unreasonable. And this is how they make people who are their legitimate friends, they turn them into hostile entities against them.
Certainly. So you have family that has these, you know, prestigious scholarships, and our government or Homeland Security that's seizing control of the states is saying, hey, you know, don't even let them have that scholarship. When you were a guy in the 80s and early 90s, they talked about how great you were in our news. And just because you're against these wars, you're against these drone attacks on your country, you're a bad guy. Yemen, that's been the supposed ally of the U.S., has stopped the drone attacks. You're stirring up the country, and they say, we're not going to stop. I mean, how can the people running this government just randomly have drones flying around, killing whoever they want? I mean,
exactly. More than 2,500 people have been killed in drone attacks, and it has invoked the revenge sentiment in the tribesmen, and they have really given a bloodbath to citizens and bazaars of Pakistan. No less than 35,000 people have been killed in this. 5,000 Pakistani soldiers have lost their lives in America's this futile war, which is not going to bring any result. America is spending in Afghanistan today $113 billion. Can you believe it? It is nearly $2 billion a week. No, this is a lot of money. And
that's why they want to keep the war going. People say, what's the point of the war? It's about the war profiteering, the opium, controlling who can build gas pipelines and oil pipelines through the region. It's for multinational corporations. It's bankrupting America. We pay for it. We get nothing out of it. And the good news is the head of the Speaker of the House, Boehner, has come out and given Obama until Friday to specifically say what's really going on in Libya. And I've got some intel that U.S. troops are preparing from Fort Hood to deploy in the next month to Libya. So this is appearing to become more than just a regional war, but a wider war. General Gould, in closing, go ahead.
This is insanity, Alex. I tell you, please, people of America, a lot of them, I know millions of people are listening to you now. Please tell them. This is bad. We are your friend. We have stuck to your heel over so many years. We have been through the era of Cold War. We brought down the Soviet Red Menace, as it used to be called. America has every time betrayed us. Now look at this case of Raymond Davis and a parallel spy network they set up. It is a treason for a Pakistani, and in any country the law is that it is a treason to be spying for somebody else. But here are Pakistanis who have been hauled up, and now Americans, according to the UN, the New York Times report, they're very disturbed about it. Why should they be disturbed? If it happens in America, what would be their response? Why are they being so unfair and unjust to a country which has been a long-term ally and whom you need? The American people need this country. I can assure you, you need our support. I am a strategist and I understand all these things. And I'm a friend of America. I'm not the enemy. I'm critical of their policies, as many of you are within America. So there's nothing wrong. But the way they give me the game, I've just told you how...
Well, General Gould, hold on. Let's finish up briefly after the break. I want you to finish this key thought on the other side. Then we'll go to your phone calls and a lot of other news. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
It's not General Hamid Ghul saying this. It's the Financial Times of London today. The global order fractures as America power declines. We've been manipulated by these offshore megabanks to build their world government but then be politically destroyed. We have the head of the Speaker of the House, the head of the House, giving Obama until Friday deadline on Libya. And now breaking, lawmakers sue Obama over Libya. A bipartisan group of House members announced today that it's filing a lawsuit charging that Obama made an illegal in-run around Congress. He said, I did it under UN authority and didn't even consult Congress. Again, This is against America's interest to go in and make an enemy of Pakistan when they told us months ago, get your drones out. And it continues. They want to set up a war with Pakistan, who's got nuclear weapons, and China has said they'll come in. This is not in our interest to trigger World War III, but these globalists are going to sit it out in Europe while this happens. Who got most of the bailout money? European private families. They hate America, and they're going to use the war to do it. General Gould, do you agree with that strategic basic statement I just made?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. A little more. I think this will be a disgrace if America were to be defeated at the hands of Taliban. Can you imagine that these nameless, faceless people, individual band groups, they are non-state actors, they are going to defeat America? I think it has to be negotiated. You have to accept that you made a mistake. You came at a wrong time in a wrong place against the wrong people. They were not Al-Qaeda. They were not against America.
And so Pakistan's trying to give us an exit, so declare victory 10 years later and leave.
Yeah, they have no, because they have found an excuse in Abbottabad raid. It was a fake, but doesn't matter. We'll accept this. Okay, that is your victory. You have achieved your targets. Go out for heaven's sake. Leave us alone and attend to your own domestic problems. Obama should now appear like a president of peace rather than another president of war that America is unfortunately suffering.
Now, General, you just alluded to the bin Laden raid, and I said you weren't sure early on. You've now researched it. What is your view on the bin Laden raid? Real, bona fide?
I believe that his wife and children were living there, and he wasn't there. He had died a long time back. But there was an understanding between our intelligence and Pakistan intelligence and the American intelligence that we will, at an appropriate time, in order to declare victory and to build a pretext for withdrawing from Afghanistan, we will carry out an operation. But towards the end, Leon Panetta decided to take the credit for himself, all by himself. And I think this man is very dangerous. You've got to be careful. This man is a disaster. The outgoing defense secretary, Robert Gates, was more sensible. He was more mature. But this man wants to take credit. And on the other hand, the new CIA chief, David Petraeus, has got agenda of his own. It is his private agenda, which he's pursuing. So you have to be very careful how things move
sure.
in the future.
Sure. General Gould, in closing, you have intel sources or just from talking to other sources, you're saying now that it was fake. Pakistani intelligence went along with the fraud as a pretext to give the U.S. a fake victory and an exit strategy.
Yes, this is not there. Everyone knows it. And I'm a little more informed than the others. But this is what the real story is. And I think a lot of people across the world don't believe what the Americans are saying. If you were to believe President Obama, you would listen to his first statement, which said that the troops were resisted there, the Navy SEALs were resisted. But second statement that he was unarmed. He was killed, if at all, you have to question, in front of his wives and children. And he was unarmed. He was putting up no resistance.
If he's bin Laden, you want him?
Murder. If he's not a murderer, and who is guilty to have ordered that murder?
All right, General Gould. Let me say bye to you during the break. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.